Hey, Mama friend, welcome to episode 62 of the Fit Postpartum Mom podcast. I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and mom of four here to help you get rid of your postpartum pooch, get a strong core, and get your body feeling awesome and amazing and confident and all those good things that you want to feel like now that you're a mom and you're out of that pregnancy phase. Let's get you feeling great again. So today we are talking about whether or not you should be working out during the 6 week postpartum wait. There's a gray area here. A lot of women don't know if they should be exercising because they're seeing all these people on Instagram doing it, or whether or not they should just wait. Wait for the 6 week postpartum checkup with the doctor and then get the approval. Which one's the right one? I'm here to explain it today and give you my best recommendation. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where you will learn how to strengthen your body after pregnancy and finally get rid of the postpartum pooch in less time. Fitness can fit easily into your busy schedule. There's a simple way to navigate your postpartum journey, and I'm here to teach you how to do it without the chaos, overwhelm, and tears. If you are here for a little sweat, a whole lot of sleep, defined, tight, and toned muscles, and to live your life as a mom to the fullest, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and a mom of four little girls who has cracked the code on how to strengthen your core postpartum in the easiest way possible without the stress, exhaustion, or struggle. I did it, and now I'm here to help you do the same. It's all about progress, not perfection, and I'm here to help walk you through the journey to feeling strong, confident, and energized. That energy comes from within, not your coffee. Let's roll out your yoga mat and hit the floor, girl. It's time to do this. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out with me here on the show. I'm so excited to dive deep into the topic of the 6 week postpartum wait. Whether or not you're in that 6 week postpartum wait time frame, or if you're way past it, if you have more babies down the road, you're going to want to know what you should do during the 6 week postpartum wait. What is the 6 week postpartum wait? That is when you have a baby to 6 weeks postpartum. That's it. It's pretty simple. There's that time frame where you will learn on the internet from your doctor, from your friends, your family, saying you should wait to work out and not work out during that first 6 weeks of postpartum. Now, you can see all over the internet that people aren't following that recommendation. So what should you do? Should you just start early and get a head start and lose that baby weight early? Or should you follow the doctor's recommendations and wait? Why is there that waiting period? Well, I'm going to talk about three reasons why I think you should wait. That's right. I think you should wait and not work out in the 6 week postpartum time frame. And I have three main reasons why you should be waiting. And again, there is a little bit of a gray area here. You might hear me on other episodes or on my blog talk about certain things that you can do during the 6 week wait. And I will talk about that at the end of this episode today, because there are a few things that I do approve that you can do during the 6 week postpartum wait. But here are the three reasons why I don't think you should engage in heavy exercise, engage in heavy activity. The 6 week wait is a time for healing. That is my number one reason. You are to be healing during the first 6 weeks after you have your baby. I'm a physical therapist and I strongly believe in rest for healing. You should be resting. You should let your body come back and let it naturally heal on its own. If you are exercising too intensely, if you are doing too much activity, your body is going to suck all that energy away for your workout instead of using that energy to heal. So that's my number one reason. If you get more sleep, if you are resting, meaning getting off your feet, not doing a lot of heavy lifting, not being, around the house all day long, your body's gonna heal faster. So take the first 6 weeks. I'm just granting you permission right now to rest and heal. You will feel so much better. A lot of women are bleeding for a long period of time during the first 6 weeks, and that is like clear, evidence right there that your body has not returned back to normal yet. If you're still bleeding, you're not fully healed yet, and you need to rest. All right, let's go on to number two. My second reason why you should not exercise during the 6 week postpartum wait and just rest is my second reason is because I want you to spend time bonding with your baby. I really want you to focus on the joy and the sweetness of having your baby in your arms. Your baby was in you for 9 months, and now you have 6 weeks of resting with your baby. And you will see that time will go by so much faster once you get past that 6 week mark. You are going to be moving and grooving once 6 weeks comes around, and you're going to miss that tininess, the preciousness of your baby. Soak in the time of looking at every toe, looking at every finger, and all those features of your baby, you know, just holding him or her really tightly and resting with her, resting with him. Or maybe you have one of each. You might have twins. I don't know. But enjoy that time of resting and not worrying about your body, not worrying about exercise, not worrying about your eating habits. Just take that time of bonding and take as many pictures as you possibly can, because your baby will change so quickly before your eyes, and you're going to, I don't want to say regret, but when the time comes, when your baby is 2 months, 3 months, 4 months old, you're going to forget what your baby looked like and what your baby felt like when they were so little like that. Take the time to just soak in those memories and enjoy being with your baby. So that is my own little personal reason why I don't think you should focus on exercise the first 6 weeks. And my third reason is because I want you to establish really good feeding habits with your baby. Whether you're breastfeeding or bottle feeding, the first 6 weeks is a time to focus on feeding your baby and establishing a good feeding routine. My first baby was born not prematurely, but almost. She was born 2.5 weeks early, and she weighed 5 pounds, 14 ounces. That terrified me that she was so small, and I knew that I had to do everything possible to feed her well so she could gain weight and sustain life. I was just terrified that she was so small that something was going to happen. She wasn't going to be fed well enough. She wasn't going to have enough nourishment. And so I focused all my energy on establishing good sleeping habits for her and myself and establishing good feeding habits. And I did not know what I was doing breastfeeding. I read so many books and so many articles. So I spent a lot of energy making sure that I was really good at breastfeeding her. And if you're bottle feeding, get in a good routine of bottle feeding and establishing that time really well with your baby. And so there are certain things in the first 6 weeks that are more important than exercise. Getting good rest and healing, that's number one. Number two is spending time bonding with your baby, because your baby's going to grow up so fast and you're going to miss that precious time when they're so little. And number three, establishing great eating habits for your baby. Breastfeeding or bottle feeding, you need to make sure that your baby is well nourished, and then things are going to go so much more smoothly as your baby gets older. So with that said, once 6 weeks comes around, you can go full out into exercise. Your body is not going to miss that time. You can catch up. Once 6 weeks happens, you can then establish good fitness and workout habits, and you will see great results. Now, I recommend starting with my number one postpartum ab exercise to get you started when 6 weeks comes around. And I teach you that in my free class called Postpartum Abs 101. If you are ready to get started with your first postpartum exercise, I always steer you in the direction of starting with your core. It's the foundation to all workouts and to all strength. So you can go on over to livecorestrong.com/class, and you can get access to my 45-minute training where I teach you everything you need to know to get started with postpartum fitness. Now, if you are ready to kick it into high gear and you want a postpartum workout program that tells you everything to do, when to do it, what to do, and how to do it, that's where I will shoot you over to my Postpartum Abs Simplified course. That course has everything you need to know to get your body back to the way it used to be, to get your core strong, your belly flat, and to lose the postpartum weight. It's what I did with all four of my pregnancies, and it worked, and it worked really fast, and so many moms love it, and they ask me for it all the time, and it's just the best program out there, the simplest, easiest program that you can do in 10 weeks to lose the postpartum pooch, to get your core strong. So if you're ready to get started with postpartum fitness and to have a great routine established, I talk all about that in the program, plus so much more, and I'd love for you to join me over there. So you can get access to my course by going to livecorestrong.com/PAS for Postpartum Abs Simplified, and I'd love to have you as a student. I can't wait to work alongside you there. And if you want to learn more about what you can do during the 6-week postpartum wait, I do recommend some simple, calm, gentle exercises that you can do during the 6-week postpartum wait that are not full-on workouts. You'll understand more what I'm talking about once you go check out episode number 17. And remember to always live core strong. Did you learn something amazing today and feel like your mama friends would learn a lot too? You can have a huge impact on their lives and the lives of so many other moms by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts so the Fit Postpartum Mom message can spread all over the world. New moms don't need to struggle anymore. The answers are all right here waiting for them. So take 30 seconds to share it. Take a screenshot of this podcast, tag me on Instagram, and post it in your stories. But before you go, please head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review so you can help grow the Strong Mom community. I'd love to have you and your mom friends there with me. And as a thank you for being here all the way to the end, I have something special for you. I'm giving you free access to my training on how to safely start postpartum ab exercises in less than 2 minutes a day. Watch right now at livecorestrong.com/class. I can't wait to see you next time on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast.